church. Thank you so much for having us come out. So I got to say, starting off, the greeting was really awesome. Y'all have a long greeting, and y'all were all very kind and friendly. So right off the bat, I was like, wow, this church is amazing, you know, really sweet people. You can sense the sweet presence of God on y'all's lives. Has anybody heard of Teen Challenge before? All right, awesome. So y'all really know about us then. Well, we're blessed to be here. Are y'all blessed this evening? Yeah. Awesome. So without further ado, choir, if y'all could go ahead and start getting ready. So who does not know about Teen Challenge? Okay. Well, I'm a graduate of the program, and I was actually fully addicted to drugs. And I had a really hard life growing up, but God has completely delivered me from bondage. He's made me a new man. And now I'm a staff member of Green Country Teen Challenge, so it's just a great honor and a privilege to be able to share our stories and what God can do to transform lives, because we serve a God of miracles, amen? And He supersedes what we could ever do in our natural capability. It's grace on grace. So once again, we just appreciate you all for letting us come out and minister to you. I pray that this is a blessing to you all.
Life is, or felt like your days lacked meaning and significance. Perhaps your circumstance presents a seemingly insurmountable obstacle. Maybe you found yourself a long way down the wrong path. If you suspect you may be alone on a dark road to nowhere, we're here to assure you that there is hope. Adult and Teen Challenge is a tried and true solution to the drug epidemic here in America and around the world since 1958. We have been privileged to witness the transformation of thousands of lives through the power of Jesus Christ. Here in Oklahoma, each of our 6 Adult and Teen Challenge campuses offer a safe environment where men, women, and adolescents seeking restoration are equipped to overcome even the most challenging struggles. Students in our residential program attend Bible classes tailored to those dealing with life-controlling issues, gain valuable vocational training, and even have an opportunity to obtain their GED. Experienced staff and pastors are available around the clock to offer support and counseling to students, focusing on their spiritual growth and development of healthy life skills. Once the staff feels confident that the student has a solid understanding of what it means to be a Christian and they complete the year-long program, the restored individual can learn how to implement the skills they've acquired back in the world. If all this sounds too good to be true, just remember that with man, some things are possible, but with God, all things are possible. If anyone should be in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. To learn more, please contact us.
Check, check. I'm a free man today, y'all. It beats the alternative. It's only by the grace of God I'm standing here in front of y'all today. My name's Derek. I'm from Bardstown, Kentucky. I'm 26 years old. This is my first time I've ever gave my testimony, so bear with me. When I was young, I started selling narcotics, you know. And when I got older, I progressed into selling them in abundance. And with that came a lot of violence. A lot of my friends are dead today. Due to murder or overdose to the drugs that I've sold them or somebody that I've sold them to, vice, you know. It really didn't hit home, you know. I watched my cousin get stabbed in front of me 7 times. I had to save his life. I had to rush him to the hospital, and you think it would click then to change my life, but it didn't. I just kept on doing what I was doing, just real hard and heart, and it really hit home one day when I was... My first cousin, he was addicted, and I was getting on him real tough that day, and then he kind of didn't want nothing to do with me, and he went on his way, and he went out that night, and he called me, and he was like, just letting me know that everything was all cool, and he wasn't mad at me, but I said, are you coming home tonight? He said, yeah, I think I'm going to stay down here. I'll see you tomorrow. And I hung up the phone. He never made it home. He fell asleep at the wheel, and he crashed, and he burnt up in his car. And that was my last conversation with him was me getting on him for abusing drugs, you know. So I carried a lot of guilt and shame with that for a long time. And it just, everything spiraled out of control. And I was finally at the, but I seen the way God was working and changing his life. So I decided to come here and get away from everything that has just corrupted me. And the verse I stand on is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
That way you can test and approve God's perfect and pleasing will in your life. Thank y'all.
How's everyone doing? Well, Derek made it a little hard for me to follow that, but my name's Remington. I'm 29 years old, pretty much from Tulsa. I was born in California, in a little town in Orange County, but I've lived in Tulsa for 25 years. I had an amazing childhood. I did everything right. I grew up, all I've ever known is Christianity. I graduated from Lincoln Christian School. You know, just had the world at my fingertips. Started with pills in my early 20s, eventually found heroin, and it was just an eight-year battle. I lost kids, houses, cars, jobs, everything you could think of. In and out of jail, I tried to come to this exact program in 2016, basically just to please my dad and everyone else around me. I wasn't ready to change. I was just like, sure, yeah, we'll go try this out, make everybody else happy. Ended up getting dismissed after like 3.5 months. Right back to it, just probably even worse. Didn't talk to my kids, or speak to them, or even see them for probably almost 6 months before I finally just texted my dad one day and was like, will you please take me back to Teen Challenge? I was finally fed up and sick and tired of the way my life was progressing, and it was it. I wanted change, and God works through this program. I talk to my kids multiple times a week. I see them every single month. We have family days and all kinds of activities that my family gets to participate in, and just to watch this change happen right before my eyes, you know, it just has launched my faith in the right direction. All glory be to God. A verse that I stand on is Psalms 1:1-2. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he shall meditate day and night. Something pastor always tells us is a show me your friends, but now through this future. That's definitely something I had to learn the hard way. But now through this program, I finally see my future, you know, see that light at the end of the tunnel brighter than it ever has before. And so I just thank God for that.
Well, it's a lot of action behind me there. Thank you, Pastor Keith, and all of you, church. We appreciate. My name is Jose Martinez. I'm the executive director for Green Concrete Adult Teen Challenge Men's and Women's Program. It's no women's here now, but so when we bring the men's, the women stay back. And when we bring the women's, the men stay back. So today we bring the men's, right, guys? Yeah. Well, I graduated from Teen Challenge 19 years ago. Thank you. Teen Challenge was my number 13 treatment program. So my first treatment program was when I was 15 years old. I went to a juvenile institution, get in, get out, get in, get out. But I have a beautiful family. My father was the advisor, the president of a big company. And then he ended up being the president of that company in South America. So I come from a beautiful, financially stable family. But my father split with my mom, and that destroyed my heart. And, you know, somebody said, the lack of feedback of my love, that love become anger, and that anger become a deep sadness, and that sadness ended up being a hatred, and that hatred ended up being so separate from myself and my family, and actually ended up in a place that to this kind of down spiral, in my life that I ended up in a place that I never, never imagined that I'm going to be ended up. So if you can turn with me to the book of Judges, I'm going to be very short. Somebody said, blessed is the pastor who preach short, because he will be invited again. Come on, you follow me, right? Well, Judges chapter 6, verse 11. This is the story of Gideon. And the Bible said, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash, where the son Gideon was threshing wheat in the wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And the story began. He said, but sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Have you been there? Where all his wonders that our father told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of from Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian. And the Lord turned to him and said, go, and never forget about this, go in the strength you have and save all against region, Israel, out of the Midian hands. I am not sending you, that's a question, but the Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest, in Manasseh. I am the least in my family. And the Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Gideon replied, if now I found favor in your eye, give me a sign that is really you talking to me. And you know the story, the sign, all that. But let me skip into the verse 22nd. He said, when Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen an angel afraid you are not going to face. But the Lord said to him, peace. Do not be afraid, you are not going to die. And this is amazing. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is peace. And to this day, it stands in Ophrah. And that's a strange word for me as a Latino. For obvious rights. Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for this great moment. Appreciate this, a great opportunity that gives us, Father, to share hope. Father, appreciate this church. And I pray that the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon each of us, Father, to our family, to our generation. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is good, right? So kind, the church. I want to be very honest and very real with all of you. Not too long ago, I was going through a strong process, personal process, me and my wife, the ministry. Me and my wife, we returned from Dominican Republic after 10 years as a missionary, overseeing the whole teen challenge in Dominican Republic. We spent 10 years of our life in Dominican Republic. We built four men's home, one lady's home, a beautiful ministry. I thought that I'm going to be ending my journey in Dominican Republic. I'm from Puerto Rico, my wife from Mexico. So I was in Jamaica teaching for teen challenge. And I heard the Holy Spirit and say, it's time to move on. I said, oh, my God, I need to talk to my wife. So I came back to Dominican Republic. I was so excited. And while Nelly, the Lord speak to me in Jamaica, and she changed the face. And I told her, and it's time to move on. She looked at me and said, I know hear God. And don't talk to me about that. That's the answer. I said, oh, God. I went back to God. I said, God, she's my wife, but she's your daughter. You need to talk to her. You really need to deal with her. And I tried a couple of times. That doesn't work. So I started praying. And a couple of months after, I was praying. I felt from the Holy Spirit approach her again. And when I went back to her room, she was crying. And she said, the Lord speak to me. It's time to move on. And I said, I went back to the Lord. I said, thank you. You know, come on. So we have a beautiful ministry in Dominican Republic, which I still the executive director. I'm the executive director for Green Conquer Teen Challenge. I'm the executive director for Dominican Republic Teen Challenge. And me and my wife, we serve as assistant director for Global Teen Challenge for Latin America and the Caribbean. So our plate is pretty full. So we left Dominican Republic, and we're pretty excited about this new journey in Oklahoma. I don't know how I ended up in Zapopan, Oklahoma. I'm Puerto Rican. My wife, Mexican. We lived 10 years in the Caribbean, you know, tanning for Jesus, you know. But think about this. Now I'm in Oklahoma, Zapopan, in this program that's struggling. Actually, it was struggling. And, you know, I tried all that I knew about how putting functioning correctly Teen Challenge. I used all the tools, experience, the wisdom that I learned for 19 years being involved with Teen Challenge, teaching how to develop programs, how to create sustainability departments overseas. So here I found myself in this kind of trench, difficult. Finances, a very deep struggle. Student body, staff, you know, difficult moment. And I was grumpy. I was complaining to God. Yeah, I'm ordained pastor for the Assembly of God. I got my credentials, so I'm going straight to heaven. You know, come on, you know, I've been ordained for since 2012 with the Assembly of God. But you know, I was going through a difficult moment, personally, ministry, family. I made praising, I was worshiping God, but when the water go back to the right canal, my grumpiness began again. Very real. It seemed like what Gideon was facing. So Gideon, you know, he was in the lowest point of his life, trying to put together a little bit of food, because he knew that the Midianite operate in seasons. And they're like a terrorist group coming, destroy everything, take everything, demolish everything and gone. So he tried to gather something, which I believe that Gideon, because he described himself, his family, he was the least, the smaller of the tribe, but he was gathering wheat. So I believe that he felt a burden for the people. He felt a burden for the town, for the children of Israel. Which I believe that if we don't have a burden, we're never going to know what's going on outside. That's what I love. The first thing when I can see that banner beyond the border. And I'm here because somebody crossed the border. Going to the prison in Puerto Rico when I was facing 16 years of sentence. And he preached Jesus to me. You know, I'm not coming from a Christian family. You're a beautiful family, but I started smoking weed when I was 11 years old and then sniffing cocaine when I was 13. And so, my addiction continually devastated my life. So I found myself as a Gideon. And now God delivered me from that. Now I found myself in the ministry as a Gideon again. You know, I was going through. And I was praying with my wife. I was fasting. And I began to complain to God. God, what's going on? What's going on? I don't really understand. So I found myself. And then God gave us a word. And this was the word that God gave me and my wife in the middle of our storm. So God showed up in the lowest point of Gideon and say, mighty warrior. So, you know, so this is my first point that I want to give to you tonight. The first point is, are you ready? God continues speaking to you even in your lowest point. God will continue having a conversation with you even in your lowest point. So I was going through all this process and God began to speak to me and my wife about trust in me, Jose. I know that you tried everything that you knew, that you learned, but there's more that you need to learn. There's more that I want to show you. There's a new level of trusting on me that you are about to get in. Have you ever found yourself that you try everything that you can and nothing works? That was me. So I came before God. Yeah, I'm taking care of this ministry. I know, God. You know, and God said, okay, try. Go for it. Try. Do everything that you can. Try. You see, and sometimes that happens with our children. Sometimes that also happens in our marriage. And God says, okay, keep trying. When you're tired, let me take care. You know? So the second point that I want to give you tonight is this. I'm sorry, I got English and Spanish together. You see, God not always going to give you the answer, but God going to use you as the answer. God not always going to give us the answer, but he's going to use you as the answer. We are the answer. So because God showed up and spoke to Gideon, and then he said to Gideon, and this is amazing, I never saw, I preached this in many places, I never see it. Go with the strength that you have. Not the one that I'm going to give you. It's the one that you have. Do you know that you have some strength that you don't even use? You see, when I heard about that, I understood that God was talking about the joy. Because the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So what the enemy wants to accomplish in our life, he wants to take your joy. Because if he's able to take away and snap your joy, then you are weak. So Gideon, he was complaining because he was weak. Because he let the enemy steal the joy. And there's a lot of family. There's a lot of marriage. There's a lot of children. There's a lot of son, dad, mother, grandfather that they're going through because the enemy steal their joy. But I got a good news for you. God is in the business to return the joy for your life. He wants to return. He wants to return the smile back to your face. That joy. That even though that you're going through the storm, Oh, you can still say, God, thank you so much. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And the enemy said, what's going on? He's not supposed to be grumpy, crying, messed up. No, but he's praising God. You see, when you operate in the opposite way that the enemy is expecting you to operate, you are in victory. Number three. God not always called the equipment, the equipped people, but he equipped those who he called. I remember I was in Dominican Republic. I was in the top of the hill. And suddenly I received a phone call. It's a gentleman. He said, hey, can I speak with pastor? I said, yeah, I am. How can I help you? He said, well, so my name is this one. And I just want to be a missionary in Dominican Republic. I said, yeah, absolutely. We all were praying for missionary to come. So let me ask you a couple questions. One of the questions, how old are you? And, you know, it's a silent moment. He said, well, I'm 89 years old. I said, oh, 89 years old? 89? He said, yeah, I want to retire. I want to be an English teacher. And I want to be part in whatever. I said, my God, I want to be like you. So he came to Dominican Republic, and now that's 5 years ago. So now he's 94. 94 years old, a missionary in Dominican Republic. There's no young age or adult age that stops the purpose and the plan and the calling of God for your life. Maybe you feel that you retired, but God said, well, you know, you are not retired yet. And number four, and last point, God still calling you by your name. So what is my name? Because my name right now is going through a difficult moment. But see, but God called Gideon with the real name. And God said to Gideon, mighty warrior. So I just want to remind those words for you. Because that's what is your real name. Your real name is Mighty Warrior. Your family name is Mighty Warrior Family. Your marriage have a name. Mighty Warrior Marriage. Your generation have a name. Mighty Warrior Generation. You need to know what is your name. And God is calling you in the lowest point of your life. But this is not over. Yeah, I heard all that. Yeah, God, you call me. Yeah, mighty warrior. Yeah, blah, blah. But God had one more thing that he needs to show me. And this was the pivot moment in all our situation. I read that Gideon built an altar. And the name of the altar was peace. So this is what happened. The Holy Spirit said to me, you need to make peace with God. You need to make peace with me. So I went back to the presence. I was broken. I was crying. I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me, Father. You see, when I make peace with God, the circumstances don't change, but I change. I make a decision to trust the Lord. Like the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And not lean in your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way and he will straighten your path. So I make a choice. I make a choice to make peace with God. And you know, maybe tonight, you're going through a big, difficult situation that nobody knows. Only you, God, knows what you're going through. Maybe you have a loved one that is in addiction. Maybe you have a family member that is lost. Maybe you're struggling with some sickness, some disease, something. But it's time to make peace with God. And I believe when you make that peace with God, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond in your favor. So I'm here to remind you that the favor and the grace and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my whole dynamic changed. I said to God, God, I understand. I get it. I get it. It's not my way. It's your way. Let me fast forward. 2 months later, the program was full. In the middle of our storm, we birthed the women's program. Our finances changed drastically. Because I make peace with God. I make that choice. And I'm not here to try to show you a magic stick. No, no. It's something that I make a choice. And I make a choice to be in peace with God. Anthony, can you come? I was in the prison of Puerto Rico, and they visit there, the chaplains. And I was there, and suddenly I felt that something began to scrub in me from the inside out. And that day, I received the Lord, 24th October 1999. I received the Lord in my life in the prison of Puerto Rico. And I said to God, God, if you can do something with me, if you can do something with this person that is wicked, is dirty, is unfaithful, is loyal, has damaged my family, damaged the society, damaged. I tell God, God, if you want to do something with me, do it, because I cannot do nothing for myself. And that night, I have a dream. And I see myself walking in a map, catching butterflies, ugly butterflies. I took those butterflies, I put in a place in the map, and those butterflies become beautiful men and beautiful women, and they begin to follow me. And I wake up and I say, my God, what's going on with me? I'm in the prison dreaming with butterflies? That's very strange. But this is what happened. I recognize when we open our heart to God, God himself begin to invade in your heart. And he begin to place his dream for you. I did not know that I'm going to be a preacher, I'm going to be a missionary. That was no part of my plan. That was no part of my bloodline. That was no part of my inheritance. That was no part of my instruction as a kid. But God has a plan. But God has a destiny. And God has a purpose. And the Bible says he will fulfill his purpose on me. And that day God sealed my heart. And now I fast forward 19 years later, flying the world, building programs, helping men and women. There are those butterflies that we catch in the world, bringing it to a place called Teen Challenge. A place that got an encounter with the Father. A place that have an encounter with the Son. A place that they have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. And when they have that encounter, people like Anthony change. People like Tony change. People like George change. People like Good change. People like George change. People like Dean change. And that's when we have a beautiful men's program. And we have a woman's program in Oklahoma. Believe in God for the miracle. Believing that we serve our almighty God. That take the rotten, that take the misery, that take the tragedy, and change it in amazing orchestra piece of men's blessing. God is in the control, and God is in the business of changing people's lives. But we gotta make peace with God. Maybe that's you. The call is very simple. If you need to make peace with God for any reason, you name it, the altar is open. This is between you and God. You can make a step of faith and come here and represent a loved one that right now are so lost. They're so disconnected with God. But you can represent that person. So if you can step forward and you can come to the altar before the Lord, and we're going to pray for you. We're going to join you. The Bible said when two or three gather in His name and believe, Jesus is in the middle and God is able to do a transformation like He did in my life, like He did in those 19 guys here. Who else need to make peace with God this evening? God is calling. Altar is yours. The Bible said, run to the mercy seat of God. Oh, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Even when we are faithless, the Bible said that He remained faithful because He cannot deny Himself. That's who He is. He loved you, He cared for you, and He said, come to me, those that are heavy labor. Because I'm going to give you rest. There's a space for you. Come on, mama. Come, daddy. You know, if you have a loved one, a friend, a cousin, a grandson, anybody else struggling with addiction, this is your place. This is your spot. There's nobody else can do a better job than God, Jehovah. He's able. He can transform your family's life. He's able. He can heal you. He's able. He can set you free. He's able. He can cleanse you. He's able. He can raise you up. He's able. Hallelujah.